I'm driving on my way home from work, making my way towards 35. I get behind this giant Chevrolet Express passenger van and follow it onto the highway. The traveling Chevrolet Hotel on wheels merges over into the outermost left-hand lane, also known as the passing lane. So I follow this colossus to the left-hand lane because, hey, I want to pass people too. Well, this van all of a sudden decides to slam on his fucking brakes. And I slam on my brakes, of course, because I don't want to hit this fat mobile home. Shit flies off the seat, hits the dash, making me somewhat enraged. So I switch over to the middle lane and assess the situation. I see that there was nothing obstructing this van's path. So what I immediately want to know is, what the fuck? And that's exactly what I said to the guy as he's chuckling in his captain's chair, pointing his fucking cell phone camera in my angry face. Well, if I wasn't pissed off before, I am now. I figure this guy wants to play deadly retarded games. So then, game on! I drive off in front of him and wait for him to get close, but he never does. I hate it when people tease me like that. I was ready to put his ass into the wall and yell, good game, chop. But I did finally get behind him to get his license plate number, which is 450CAZ. Driving in San Antonio is a fucking nightmare. It's frightening, it's upsetting, it's hurtful, and spiteful. It causes you to say things like, what the fuck am I doing? I woke up this morning, I don't remember getting in my car. What the hell was I thinking? Then you're like, oh yeah, I gotta go to work. Or if you're on your way downtown, it's like, oh yeah, I've got to go down to the southwest side so I can get shot at with paintballs. And sometimes you're driving because you've got to get gas. Which just pisses me off that you have to burn gas to get gas. Why can't they bring the gas to me? Yes, to me. I deserve that. I've got my AAA card. I wear my seatbelt. I'm a good driver. Yeah, I should get rewards. And I don't want a fucking trophy or frequent driver miles with shitty discounts or a free cab ride. I want a guy to come to my house and say, Senora, your gas tank has topped off. Here are your keys. And oh, I washed it for you. I'll come by this weekend and change your oil while my daughters dance for you. Don't be afraid to service my daughters while I service your car. But I'm not stupid. I know this guy's only trying to become a US citizen, and he'll slut his daughters around in order to do it. Hell, I didn't even know Sheik spoke Spanish. But good drivers don't get this kind of treatment. The only people that get this treatment are the overpaid douchebags who just happen to drive like assholes. Yes, I've seen you, Jeffrey, Buffy, and you drive like shit. What do the good drivers get in return? The rich bitch in her Lexus SUV jiggling her cell phone, eyeliner, and Starbucks, oblivious to road signs and other drivers. On her way to get another pair of Prada shoes at La Cantera. We also get the poor Mexican slapping his 10 kids. Gee, I wonder why he's poor. Driving half on, half off the road. As he tries not to lure the cops by driving 20 below the speed limit, holding a beer and smoking a joint. Hey, I've seen it, alright? His vehicle is all smashed to shit and his license plate reads Chihuahua, Mexico. Maybe he's got some cocaine in the bumper or an illegal in the trunk. I'm not quite sure, but it raises my suspicion. Not everybody should be allowed to drive, especially people with fucking vans. But unfortunately, everyone with a motor, some wheels, and at least 1 foot will drive whether we like it or not. Driving should be considered a skill and a responsibility, not just a privilege. You're operating a death machine. Don't you think you should have a good skill set, maybe even a little knowledge of how cars operate before you take one of these babies out on the road? The only privilege is owning a motor vehicle, and it doesn't matter if you bought it, stole it, or pulled it out of a scrapyard. As long as you have one that will clunk down the road, feel free to drive it. You don't even have to have a license to drive. I know this because I forgot my license on a trip once. And for some reason, my car still let me drive. I just drove 20 under the speed limit as not to lure any cops. What? Could it be that half the drivers in San Antonio don't have a driver's license? Nah, that couldn't be. Because I'm sure in San Antonio they offer driving visas or driving certificates from Hallmark Institute. San Antonio already values an 11-month certificate over a 4-year degree. When I'm driving, I usually like to at least go the speed limit. But some people tend to disagree with this crazy method in my twisted head by jumping in front of me, braking extensively, and forgetting where they place that annoying gas pedal. Apparently that damn gas pedal gets in the way of precious braking time. Usually when I like to slow down and don't need to stop, I just take my foot off the gas. There's a little tip for van boy. I like to travel on the highways a lot. So why is it that grandma likes to get in front of me and go 40 miles per hour up the ramp? prohibiting me from speeding up to sufficient speed for safe highway travel. There's nothing worse than feeling like you're going to be taken out in a fiery auto crash because you can't get up to the posted speed limit, or grandma is in front of you laughing her ass off. I'm assuming this slow bitch is grandma that won't speed the fuck up, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. After all, black folks drive Cadillacs too. But if that were the case, the Cadillac would be going somewhere between 80 and 120 miles per hour. And they have the audacity to blame cops for profiling?
You pull me over because I'm black.
Excuse me, sir. I pulled you over for going 90. Not because you just happen to be black. Now, do you have any drugs or guns in the vehicle?
No, I ain't got no guns. If I did, I'd kill you for pulling me over.
Do you mind if I search the vehicle?
Search the motherfucker. I ain't got nothing.
Excuse me, we're going to need a canine unit. We all stereotype when we drive. When you see a van with plywood for a window, or a van with five ladders on top of it, or an old custom van from the 90s racing down a residential road, you think, Mexican? If you see an Escalade SUV towing a golf cart, you think, that rich bastard! The unsettling part is when you drive up to the vehicle to get a better look at the driver, and you realize that you were wrong. Again, I've been wrong before. The other day I saw this pink tinted car, and I assumed there was a chick driving it. But it turned out to be a man. It was shocking. I even had trouble sleeping that night. It was almost like the time I realized RuPaul had a twig and berries under his dress.
No, please, no. No.
And then there are drivers that label themselves, making it easier for us to classify the driver. Like the truck that has the word Gonzales arched in an old English font on the back windshield. I was behind this wagon the other day, and it had Jarib and mailbox letters stuck to the back window. Right then I knew this had to be a Middle Eastern person driving this car. I think it was the mailbox letters that gave it away. What is it about driving in groups that San Antonio drivers love so much? It's like a cohesive blob that obstructs everyone from passing. Drivers who drive up to these huddles immediately get sucked into this cluster.
Fuck.
It's unavoidable. There's usually 5 miles of clear, uncongested road immediately in front of one of these clusters, but no one can get to it. I don't like being a part of an involuntary convoy. Nothing bothers me more than being a part of an involuntary convoy. If I'm traveling with my family, fine. I don't mind. Of course, most people in San Antonio are related, so I understand. Whatever happened to the passing lane? San Antonio killed the passing lane and added a new lane called, oh my God, why? Why? I should have stayed on Frontage Road. I hate it when people get in the passing lane and go under the speed limit. It's the fucking passing lane. But this is San Antonio and things are different here. In San Antonio, the passing lane was made for one reason, and that reason is, if you see a vehicle coming down your left side to pass, quickly jump in front of it, slow down. This will ensure that the vehicle does not pass you or anyone else, creating what is known as the Big San Antonio Fuck You. After creating the Big Fuck You, turn up the Latino radio station and conga to your destination. Fuck that. I don't even like Latin American dance, so get in my fucking way. And that's not the only thing drive-through in San Antonio. We even have drive-through reality TV. If there's ever a cop on the side of the road, the first thing drivers do is slow down and glue their eyes to the situation. Oh my God, cops! Cops is on the side of the road! It's cops, dude, cops! Oh man, it's a rerun. Driving is not even thought of at this point. People are too busy drooling and saying,
look at the lights, they're so pretty. I like the blue one.
It's like a fat woman that just saw a rack full of Krispy Kreme donuts. And there doesn't even have to be a wreck or a police vehicle on the side of the road. San Antonio drivers will slow down for the guy fixing the flat, even if it's on the complete opposite side of the road. Damn it! I wish I were on the other side of the road so I could get a better look! I hate it when all 3 lanes of traffic slow down and people are locking their brakes, and the highway turns into a parking lot. I hate parking on the highway. I'm just sitting there like, what's going on? Is there a sideshow? Just go! Then the traffic moves a bit and stops. Great, I moved 1 inch. It turns into another dance on the highway. Only this time, it's like country line dancing. You take your foot off the brake, graze the gas pedal, and apply the brakes again. The guy in front of you is driving a standard, so his dance goes like this. Shift, shift, gas, brake. Shift, shift, gas, brake. Shift, shift, gas, brake. Shift, shift, gas, brake. Then you finally get up to speed again, and you realize there was no show. What a ripoff! You mean people were just driving like sludge through an engine for no fucking reason? But that doesn't surprise me. Maybe somewhere else that would surprise me, or strike me as odd, but not here. Here, I think typical. Because when I think of San Antonio, I think lazy. What I do find bizarre is that San Antonio drivers will go tortoise speeds on a 70 mile per hour highway, but when they reach road construction, they take off like a rocket. And it's always in those narrow construction sites where there's a wall on either side of the road and you feel like you're driving through the highway's intestinal tract. God forbid there's a wreck, because that would cause major constipation. Let me give you a rundown of a few things I find odd in San Antonio, but it doesn't surprise me. I like it when people stop at yield signs and there's no oncoming traffic. And at one of those weird intersections where the right-hand turning lane has a yield sign, there could be a green light and people will stop. I also found it odd that San Antonio drivers stop at flashing yellow lights. And if that were not enough, San Antonio drivers will eat their way through green lights. I found myself parking at green lights. And then when it turns red, they get this sensation to push their gas pedal and they fly through the red light. What the hell is that about? Is there even a driving school in San Antonio?
I don't know. Maybe that's how they drive in Mexico.
There's this thing that people do when they're on the highway, and at first you're like, thank you. You're so fucking nice. Then later on you're like, son of a bitch! I'm talking about when people are driving in the left-hand lane, which is to say the passing lane. And just when you're ready to tell them to get thine asseth out of thou lane, they move over to the right-hand lane, which is to say the granny lane. And then you realize the only reason they moved over was because their exit came up. Why do people pull onto the highway and decide to go their own speed? It's like they woke up in the morning and decided, what speed will I travel on the highway today? I think they decide this sometime after they finish their breakfast taco. Let's see. I'm thinking of a number, which just happens to be my credit score. And that number is 45. But these people usually decide to travel an awkward speed limit on every road. Then there are the strangest, most idiotic San Antonio drivers of all. The people who hold shit down on the roof of their automobile without tying it down. And if they do tie it down, they usually use one strap. And not a good strap. It's more like a rubber band holding down over 50 pounds. Ultimately, the shit comes flying out into the road, causing a traffic jam or a pileup. Why, just the other day, I saw this work truck make a left-hand turn, and this thermal beverage cooler flew off of his truck, almost hitting another car, but instead hit the road, spraying the beverage contents everywhere. The work truck drives off, clueless to what has happened, leaving behind what is now road debris, you know, just to make driving a little more fun. Speaking of good wholesome fun, I decided I need some added features on my automobile besides the horn. The horn. What the hell is the horn gonna do? I like the one-touch feature of the horn, but I think there are other one-touch features that would be more helpful when driving. Like a button on the steering wheel that activates a flamethrower that just happens to be mounted to the front of my automobile. I don't just want any flamethrower, I want a flamethrower that will incinerate whoever is in front of me with one touch of a button. If you pull out in front of me, incinerated. If you're in the passing lane, not going the speed limit, incinerated. Another one-touch feature I want on my steering wheel is an oil slick that releases from the back of my vehicle. If you get on my ass when I'm already breaking the speed limit, push the button. Now your car is doing 360s all the way into a ditch. Are you following me? Push the button. Not anymore. Hey, I can dream, can't I? I know none of that shit is street legal, but we all like to play games when we drive. I saw this rodeo SUV, which at the time I thought was a rich, white, fat bitch driving, but it turned out to be a black bastard. Every time I would get up to him, he would slow down, and then when I tried to pass him, he would speed up. So he was like, he's playing this game with me, and it was really pissing me off, you know? So eventually I get around the guy and I slow down, of course, because, you know, I like to play games too. And he tried to pass me, right? So what did I do? I sped up, of course, and he couldn't get around me. And I was just like, yes! So I guess what I'm trying to say is don't play games with me. In San Antonio, be safe, buckle up, drive the speed limit, not your credit score, and get the hell out of my way.
We got an old lady over here on 1604 in Green Mountain Road. She's going about 25 miles an hour in the passing lane. She's got traffic backed up for about 3 miles. Well, hot damn. I'm glad I'm up here in the sky and not down there on the highway. I believe if I was in traffic right now, I'd be begging for somebody to shoot me.